Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when people are trying to sort through what happened. Who won, who lost. What does the elections, the series of elections all across the country, in Arizona, in the state of Washington, in the state of Michigan, and elsewhere, and in Kansas above all, what does that say about where we are as a country and what the important issues are going to be in this upcoming election? And then in the election of 2024, will abortion be a front and center issue in November? Certainly the Democrats want it to be after their surprise win, big win, in Kansas last night. And there is no way to read this other than a very, very surprising indication that this is an issue that divides the Republican Party. It does not divide the Democratic Party. It divides the Republican Party. And the ballot resolution that was put to the people of Kansas, Kansas, one of the most traditional Republican states out there, it, in fact, has pretty much always been a Republican state. And this goes back to the origins of the state of Kansas, just before the Civil War. And the idea that in at a time when by almost 2-1, by 62% of all the people who voted in that election voted in the Republican primary, and only 38% in the Democratic primary. And that wasn't because there was a particularly hot race in either one. There is a race for governor. Governor Laura Kelly, who is a Democrat, is facing a very tough fight for re-election. But who knows? Maybe that will change because of this issue of abortion. There was a ballot measure which would have opened up the possibility of the legislature of Kansas, which is heavily Republican and heavily pro-life on both sides, would have opened up the possibility of the legislature basically turning around and issuing all kinds of abortion restrictions. There was talk that they would follow the example of Idaho, which is now being challenged by the Justice Department under Merrick Garland about their regulation of abortion, where basically they have one of those bills that within 6 weeks makes abortion completely impossible and not authorized and not allowed. That being challenged now by the Justice Department on the basis that it puts women's lives in danger because the restrictions are so comprehensive. But Kansas is not Idaho, or is it? Because one of the things that the people who are very pro what is called abortion rights, people who are what used to be called pro-choice, who really are pro-abortion, people who are taking that position are now taking the surprising a notion to the bank, which is, let's have people vote on it. Because the vote in Kansas was just unbelievable in terms of how one-sided it was and how much people voted no against any further regulation against abortion. Here was the actual wording in the Kansas abortion amendment. And what this is based upon is back in 2019, there was the state Supreme Court that offered an interpretation of the state constitution that said there was a state constitutional right to abortion, and that beyond the regulations that already existed in Kansas, they didn't have the right to make more regulations or limitations on abortion access. And here was the language that people voted on yesterday, and they voted over 60%, slightly over 60%, voted no to this. The regulation of abortion is the heading. And what it said on the ballot was, because Kansans value both women and children, the Constitution of the State of Kansas does not require government funding of abortion and does not create or secure a right to abortion. To the extent permitted by the Constitution of the United States, the people, through their elected state representatives and state senators, may pass laws regarding abortion, including but not limited to laws that account for circumstances of pregnancy resulting from rape or incest or circumstances of necessity to save the life of the mother. Now, you were supposed to basically answer yes or no on that. Do you need me to read it again? It is so confusing, so poorly written, so inane in the way that that is worded, because it's unclear what it is. And I am sure that a number of people who voted no, which was the majority of the people in Kansas, which is being considered this great victory for abortion, basically were voting no out of sheer confusion. I mean, not only is this wordy and incompetent and incoherent, it really doesn't even try to help a voter who might look at this and be puzzled, who isn't already committed on one side or another. The other thing that encourages abortion rights advocates, so-called, on this issue is that the turnout was huge. The Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball reports, it's one of those websites that looks at elections across the country. Turnout was high, though some votes are still being counted. Just over 900,000 ballots were cast in the referendum in Kansas, which was close to 90% of what the turnout was for the general election in 2018. That's just 4 years ago. While that is impressive, it confirmed our existing feeling that 2022 is on track to be a very high turnout midterm. As pollster John Cavillion has tracked, primary turnout thus far has exceeded that of 2018. The reason they do 2018 is because they always have bigger turnouts for presidential elections. Larry Sabato continues, abortion rights proponents may have also benefited from holding the no position on the ballot as opposed to the yes position, which was the anti-abortion rights position on the ballot. The Kansas issue was asking voters to change the state constitution to allow for abortion restrictions. A writing last year in State Politics and Policy Quarterly, political scientists Joshua Dick and Shauna Pearson Merkowitz found that the no side in a statewide ballot issue can have a much easier time getting its message through to voters. Quote, voters possess a built-in negativity bias, and since the status quo occupies that side, negative frames will be far more effective than positive frames, they wrote. This is worth keeping in mind as new statewide ballot issues on abortion emerge as huge electoral flashpoints, as they surely will in this post-Roe era. In other words, they were asking people to change the Kansas Constitution. And they were asking them to change the Kansas Constitution in a way that seemed to be contradictory, that seemed to try to disguise the fact that they were talking about more active roles by the government in protecting babies who might otherwise be terminated. We will get back to more on that and the truth of how many abortions really are there in Kansas that we are talking about. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, the history of abortions in Kansas, the total abortions in 2020 were 7,542. In 2021, they don't have statistics for this year yet. They had gone up slightly. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reported there had been 7,845 abortions that took place in Kansas during 2021. That number includes abortions performed on out-of-state residents, but does not include abortions performed on Kansas residents in other states. And you may remember there was a very controversial abortion doctor, a physician in Wichita named Tiller, who was derided as Tiller the Killer, because George Richard Tiller gained national attention as medical director of the Women's Health Care Services, which was one of only three abortion clinics at the time nationwide that provided a late termination of pregnancy. And this is just such a complicated issue, and it's a kind of issue that Merrick Garland is going to be bringing up in the Department of Justice with his lawsuit in Idaho, because there is a real question, and this goes beyond the Dobbs case, if there is a an obstruction to the medical obligation that doctors have to do whatever they can to save a life. If a abortion law that basically bans abortion with no exceptions and without strong exceptions for the health of the mother, taking that decision away from doctors entirely, well, that is perhaps actionable, and the Justice Department thinks that it is, and with the Justice Department now suing Idaho, we will see what happens with this new environment post Roe v. Wade. But for the election to have come out the way that it did in Kansas, where it remains a very heavy Republican state, very lopsided Republican state, and in fact the race for governor of both the Republican front runner and the incumbent governor, who's a Democrat, won easily in their primaries, but that Democratic governor of the state of Kansas is, unless she's able somehow to mobilize the public and the pro-abortion crowd in order to regenerate her campaign, it looks like this is going to be one of those opportunities the Republicans have to take back a governorship in a state that is heavily Republican, where they have currently a Democratic governor. The way that CNN summarized what happened there, it said Kansas voters sent a dramatic message yesterday, opting to maintain the right to an abortion in their state's constitution just weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court decided to overturn Roe v. Wade. Polls have long shown that voters overwhelmingly support protecting abortion rights. Now, that's coming from CNN. That's true and it's untrue. It is not true that if you give people a choice, well, are you in favor of abortion rights or are you in favor of the right to life? People tend to be evenly split on that. What the polls show, and this is really very important to remember, it is true. If you ask people, do I want abortion to be legal and acceptable all of the time, there are more people who say, well, I want it legal and acceptable all of the time, than people who say, no, I want abortion to be banned all of the time. That's true. But in the middle, the idea of having an option of getting an abortion, but having restrictions, having waiting periods, having parental notification, having time limits, like a requirement that you get the abortion in the first trimester, an abortion right with restrictions is far more popular than either the position that says never abortion or always the right to abortion. The win for the no vote in Kansas is proof of the popularity of abortion generally, and signals that the Supreme Court decision has further angered voters and possibly shifted the politics of the issue ahead of the November election. Now, this goes along with a brand new poll issued today. It must have been taken before Election Day, so it's not influenced by the results of the election, but it's influenced by all of the issues that people are discussing right here. The the poll is the first one that shows that actually people would prefer to maintain Democratic control of Congress, both houses, than to favor a Republican flip, which is striking because everyone has assumed that partially because history shows that is the case. In midterm elections, the president's party almost always loses. We have a president who's very unpopular right now. People are very concerned about the economy and about the rising prices and about the future during a recession. And all of that, about President Biden's age is an issue. People are eager, it seems, to vote against Biden. But now, and could it be that it is partially because of this abortion issue? Now you have a slight edge for people who say, no, we'd like to keep Congress Democratic. That's a change. What's behind it? We'll talk to Frank Luntz about that. He is one of the leading purveyors of focus groups and general political analyst and guru. He's one of the people who, interestingly enough, helped Newt Gingrich set up the contract with America and that great Republican victory where they gained 55 seats in the House of Representatives. The Republicans did take control. That was back in 1994. Is there anything like that going on this time? Well, not if the results last night were any indication. The other aspect that everyone is talking about is the fact that a number of candidates who were very involved with President Trump, heartily endorsed by President Trump, candidates who supported the idea of the stolen election and believed that the election of 2020 was rigged and crooked and basically manipulated by all kinds of nefarious powers. A number of people like that seem to win, including a perhaps clean sweep in Arizona, though the governor's race is still undecided with 80% of the votes cast. We will get to that and to much more. Does this cement Trump's control of the Republican Party? Or are there reasons to question the nature of his victories, and it's plural, last night? We will get to that and much more coming up on a busy day on the Medved Show.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Historic flooding in eastern Kentucky last week left many without power, shelter, or access to water. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell says emergency crews are working to restore access.
All across eastern Kentucky, emergency crews are making a Herculean effort to restore access to power, roads, and running water.
A heat advisory has been issued for the area. Cooling shelters have been set up as many are without air conditioning. U.S. warships are stepping up patrols near Taiwan after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left the country. At least five U.S. warships, including the San Diego-based USS Tripoli, have been patrolling the waters near the island in what the Navy calls routine deployments. The military presence comes as Chinese leaders expressed anger over Pelosi's visit. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved show, one of the wins that President Trump is no doubt celebrating is his win in the state of Michigan last night. Both the candidate that he favored and endorsed at the last minute for governor, Tudor Dixon, who is a very fascinating figure in many ways. I mean, she has a very varied background. Apparently, the Democrats are getting ready to use against her the fact that earlier in her career, she made some fairly racy movies. They're not porno movies. They are fairly racy movies. She has a background as an actress and a television communicator and a business manager, and she's expected to give a spirited race to the incumbent governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. She was endorsed by President Trump. She thanked him for the endorsement. She won the primary against really unthinkable losers, who were, one of whom was a participant in January 6th, was there in Washington, D.C., actually has legal problems concerning his participation on January 6th. There are other multiple legal problems from some of Tudor Dixon's other challengers. I think this goes now from being a 100% sure thing Democratic win for Gretchen Whitmer to now being one where she is still going to be favored. I think Tudor Dixon indicated at her victory celebration that she was going to emphasize the very unpopular record of the Whitmer administration during the lockdown and talk about her having allegedly overreacted to COVID-19. Is it going to be a successful strategy? Who knows? But Michigan, which was very much a swing state in last time, it was even closer. Michigan was very close between Trump and Hillary, and Trump just barely carried the state, but who knows how it will turn out this time. What did happen is one of the Republican 10 Republican members of the House who voted not to remove Trump from office because that isn't the job of the House, but they voted for the impeachment of President Trump on the charges of inciting a riot, basically, and inciting an insurrection against the Congress of the United States. There were 10 members of Congress who were Republicans who joined all the Democrats and voted for the impeachment of the president. The president has made it a gigantic priority to go after them, particularly the ones who refuse to drop out. Adam Kinzinger, for instance, has just decided not to run for re-election and to go through that ordeal. David Valadao in California, who's another one of those 10, actually prevailed in the California primary. They have the top two primary in California, the same way they do in Washington State, where it looks like both of the members, Jaime Herrera Butler and Dan Newhouse, both of the members from the state of Washington who voted to impeach Trump, it looks like they have survived and they will go on to a race against a Democrat in the next round. But in Michigan, Peter Meyer, who is a great guy, I mean, he comes from one of the wealthiest families in Michigan. They own a chain of department stores, Meyer's, believe it or not. And he is someone who served his country in the armed forces. He in Iraq. He is a young man. He had just been elected. This is an interesting congressional seat, and it's a seat that was once held by Gerald Ford in the Grand Rapids area. And Peter Meyer's family is known as descended from Dutch immigrants. That part of the country, by the way, is heavily Dutch American. Yeah, it is. And which is one of the reasons there's a lot of strength for the Dutch Reformed Church and its offshoots and people who are deeply religious. The DeVos family, Betsy DeVos, is from that part of the state of Michigan. And what happened is Peter Meyer, though he's consistently conservative and very conservative and extremely energetic and charismatic and seemed to be a rising star in the Republican Party, he voted against President Trump. President Trump endorsed and supported another candidate named John Gibbs. Now, John Gibbs, no one's mentioning this, is also a remarkable figure and a remarkable Republican. He is a black guy. He's heavy. He's sort of built like Clarence Thomas, you'll pardon me. And he's a brilliant guy who graduated with a degree in in computer science from Stanford and went on to getting a degree in public administration at Harvard, at the Kennedy School at Harvard. He grew up a Pentecostal. He spent some years in the Far East as a missionary for Pentecostal Christianity. He's a recent convert to Catholicism. He's a brilliant, deeply religious guy. And what is annoying to me is that people don't mention that. They just mention that he's Trump's candidate. Well, which is true. But he should get some credit also for who he is. The story in this congressional district is that John Gibbs was getting no attention, was apparently, people thought, just going to lose the race. He's running against an incumbent congressman. Nobody has ever heard of him or knows who he is. He had served, by the way, under Ben Carson at the Housing and Urban Development. He was an assistant secretary there. So that's his qualification. Ben Carson, also from the Detroit area, as you probably remember. In any event, what happened is the Democrats decided, oh, let's go for this John Gibbs guy because we're going to beat him easily because he's a Trumpy and he believes the election was stolen and he wants to punish Peter Meyer. So they pumped a ton of money, $500,000 into John Gibbs' campaign. This is the way that Chuck Todd on NBC talked about that strategy, which we've seen across the country, where the Democrats are funding Trumpy candidates, the Trump-endorsed candidates, because they assume they're going to lose. This is clip 14.
And then also there's been a congressional race where the Democratic Party's House campaign arm spent money to essentially boost the primary opponent to Peter Meyer, Peter Meyer being one of the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump. The irony to that is we've got sources that have indicated to us, Joshua, that the person they helped, his name's John Gibbs, against Peter Meyer, Gibbs was already ahead when they decided to spend money to help him. So this is one of those cases where the fire had already been started, but now the Democrats could be accused of arson here. I mean, you better be careful, because you might help a Trump candidate get a nomination who then wins in November. This is not the best environment for Democrats, particularly in swing districts.
Okay, and it is a swing district, and it's a district where John Gibbs, who is handling the situation graciously, at least so far. And what's interesting, the way the Democrats promoted John Gibbs is they just talked about how close he was to Trump. And the truth is that among Republicans in that district, Trump is still very popular. How about elsewhere? And how about that general strategy of the Democrats want the election to be about abortion and Trump? And basically, that's it. Anything else the Democrats want to talk about? If you were a Democrat, is there something else you would want to talk about? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. More on different surprises and sweeps. Trump candidates swept one state in particular. Which one? We will tell you coming up on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This entire idea of basically Democrats spending money to promote Trumpy candidates. How do they promote Trumpy candidates? We've played some of those ads for you in the past. And what they basically say is he's so close to Donald Trump, he's just like Donald Trump, and and they pretend as if it's supposed to be an ad that is meant to help the candidate that they're promoting, and they don't let you know that it's paid for by Democrats. But the assumption has been that the idea of being close to Trump and being endorsed by Trump and believing the election was stolen and believing the election in Michigan was rigged and it was dishonest, that by saying those things, they would hurt the candidate that they were promoting in that way. Well, actually, in some of these cases, it seems to have helped them, which is the idea. In other words, the person they were trying to hurt was the incumbent in this case, Peter Meyer. Peter Meyer would have won that district. Right now, John Gibbs, I think, can win the district if the Republicans get something like a red wave going. However, it's much less likely than if the incumbent had won. This is Adam Kinzinger, who is one of those people who, yes, he joined people like Peter Meyer and Dan Newhouse and Jamie Herrera Butler, both of whom are outstanding congresspeople and deserve re-election. But Kinzinger decided not to run for re-election because the Democrats had redistricted him. It's going to be difficult for any Republican to win that seat, let alone having to deal with Trump trying to go after him as part of his revenge tour. This is Kinzinger on the idea of the Democrats elevating some of the Republican election deniers in primaries, especially as this example of favoring John Gibbs over Peter Meyer, clip 18.
If Peter's opponent wins and goes on to November and wins, that the Democrats own that. Congratulations. I mean, here's the thing. Don't keep coming to me asking where are all the good Republicans that defend democracy, and then take your donors' money and spend $500,000 promoting one of the worst election deniers that's out there. I mean, you know, the DCCC needs to be ashamed of themselves. Thankfully, some members of Congress, Democrats, have spoken out and said they're disgusted. I respect it. I have spoken out against the National Republican Congressional Committee many times when they've done things I've disagreed with. And there are also people that say, well, this is just politics. How cynical that is. And that's why I think Americans are just sick of both parties, to be honest with you.
It is one of the factors that I think makes people sick of both parties is the idea that you'll do absolutely anything to win and nothing else matters. And at this point, one of the few races that is still outstanding is the race in Arizona,
with Carrie Lake running against her opponent, who is portrayed as the establishment candidate. And Carrie Lake looks to be on the verge of victory. It's still too close to call. But what's interesting about it is Carrie Lake's margin, at least right now, in the Arizona race against Karen Taylor Robson, a former member of the Arizona Board of Regents, it's a bigger margin than Biden had when he actually carried the state. And that was before he got votes added, because remember they did that very expensive recount by the cyber ninjas? And the recount did provide 382 more votes for Biden. And I think the number of extra votes they found for Trump was, well, it was a net gain for Biden of 382. This is Carrie Lake on election night saying that when all the votes are counted, she will be victorious. Clip 12.
We have the ideas, we have the policies, and we are going to win this. 100%. I don't want any of you to not believe that. When they count the votes, we are going to win this, and there's no path to victory for our opponent. And when we get into office, we are going to reform our elections for once and for all.
Okay, how are they going to reform the elections? The Republican nominee, and he won the nomination, Mark Fincham, he actually plans and says that he believes that the legislature of the state should be able to override what the voters say on a presidential race. In other words, this is something that is going to be very, very controversial. And by the way, the reason that I look askance at some of the celebration that you hear from a lot of Trump sympathetic Republicans about the victories in Arizona, victory for the candidate for Senate who was endorsed by President Trump, the candidate Mark Fincham for Secretary of State, candidate for Attorney General endorsed by Trump. They all won their primaries. But the fact is, they're all running against Democrats. And if you look at Blake Masters, who's running now the nominee, who is running against Senator Mark Kelly, this is not going to be a close race. Because, I mean, again, if you take a look at what Blake Masters has said, some of his public statements supporting the, well, for instance, the great replacement theory, the idea that people are being deliberately brought into America in order to give the Democrats a permanent domination of places like Arizona. This is not going to be popular against a former astronaut who is a moderate Democrat. And again, think of the other Democratic senator who may not be that popular with the leftists in her own party, Kyrsten Sinema, but would be very tough to beat. The idea of what all of this is doing to the chances of sweeping Republican victory coming up, it seems to me that if the big issues are abortion and the stolen election of 2020, that should be enough to kill the idea of a sweeping Republican victory. You still might see enough House seats that go Republican, that flip from Democratic to Republican, to give a majority there. But the Senate is a huge problem. If you actually listen to Blake Masters, who is now the Republican for U.S. Senate in Arizona, And Arizona had great Republican senators named Barry Goldwater, John Kyle, who was a great senator, and yes, John McCain. And now you have two Democratic senators because the the state has really turned around, and those Democratic senators are going to be running against four relative crackpots. And when you say crackpots, I mean, one of the things about Carrie Lake is that she was very anti-Trump. She had participated in those demonstrations and supported them, where they claimed to get 4 million people demonstrating against Trump the day after his inauguration. Remember, they were wearing all those pink hats that were supposed to signify something having to do with what Trump had said on Access Hollywood tape. And she was part of that. She had committed herself to resistance of the Trump administration. She had donated significant money to John Kerry running against George W. Bush, and to Barack Obama running against John McCain, and then, of course, running against Mitt Romney. So Kerry Lake, as governor of Arizona, I think she's going to have a very tough fight. She's running against the current Secretary of State, whose name is Hobbs. So is the Secretary of State, who had a very good primary in Washington. No relation. But all of this is a funny reflection of a system that is in trouble. We'll be speaking about that with Frank Luntz coming up. There's also a new study that says that millennial dads spend more time, a lot more time with kids than prior generations. Is that a good thing? We will get to that and to much more, and the latest in the Alex Jones trial. Pretty exciting. Coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.